This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to pass Democrats' ambitious package called the Inflation Reduction Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
The strict party line vote came after a marathon weekend Senate session that included votes on dozens of amendments from border security to permitting reform the Republicans can use against Democrats in midterm elections this fall. Hickenlooper said he was prepared for that.
Well, they're always just trying to embarrass us and force us into a vote that looks like we're voting one way when they know we really are the other way. And it's no fun, but it's a small price to pay to save the world.
But Democrats did the same thing, forcing a majority of Republicans to vote against a price cap on insulin for private insurance. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
11 people had to be rescued from an unfinished stretch of I-70 in North Denver last night after heavy rain swept through the city. That section of the interstate is part of an expansion that removed aqueducts that carried drivers over the highway's low points, but CDOT says its replacement drainage system isn't working yet. The agency is investigating that and other factors that may have made the flooding worse. Adams County Sheriff's deputies were involved in a shooting over the weekend that left a suspect dead and a deputy with minor injuries. It happened at an apartment complex in North Glen when officers contacted the suspect over an arrest warrant. Construction starts today on new gates at Denver International Airport. The work will add 5 gates to DIA's A concourse. Frontier Airlines will use the new gates for at least the next 10 years. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.